Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And now at this time, we're going to open up the show with prayer by Evangelist Maybell Edmonds.
Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this broadcast, and thank you for giving us another chance that we may project the word of God. We pray that you will look upon us, look upon every soul, every
listener
that is on this broadcast. We pray that you touch some heart, some mind, and some soul. Oh, my God, give peace where there's trouble, Lord. Lift up the bowed down head. Oh, my God, lift the heavy burdens, Lord, of those who are suffering, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're burden there, Lord. You're able to fix every situation. Oh, my God, you're able to make everything all right. We want you to move in a
move by your spirit, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Move, Lord Jesus.
Holy Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
we thank you.
Jesus, Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Name, Lord Jesus.
We praise you, O God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Magnify you right now, God.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to move by your spirit. Lord, we ask that you will touch right now in the name of Jesus, that you will move in a mighty way, God, that you will stretch out your mighty hand tonight, Lord Jesus, that you will hear our prayer, O God, and touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for a special blessing upon everyone who is listening on tonight. Lord, we ask that you will move in their home, God. Move on their souls, Lord. Touch their bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch and heal. Move in a mighty way, God. Have mercy, O Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will bind the enemy on every side. Destroy his works right now, God. Destroy his works, O God, in the name of Jesus. Tear down his kingdom. We know you're able to do all things, Lord. And we ask for your holy will to be done, Lord. We ask that you will take control right now, God. That you will send your word, Lord. Send your anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Let your word have free course in the name of Jesus.
In the name
manifest yourself, O God, and manifest your power. Lord, let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word, and we count it as done.
We count
and
it as done.
Thank you for it right
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you,
of the Father
yes, Lord,
and of
Jesus.
The Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Be to God. We thank God for prayer, and Evangelist May was praying, but somehow we had some technical difficulties and lost her on the line. But nevertheless, I believe she'll be reconnected.
Amen.
At this time, we thank God for prayer. We thank the Lord for how he has already blessed. And we're going to turn this portion in over to Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who will be hosting the show on tonight. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today who are listening. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and the Southern District Overseer, and also pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. On today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond from our headquarters church, Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And I know we were having a little difficulty, but I believe she might be on the Amen. God
praise
bless you,
the
Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. So right now, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 86th number of Psalm. And we'll start with the first verse. That's the 86th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 86th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13th verses. Amen. I'm going to sing this song. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all of the world thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to be. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think, thank you, Jesus, of God, his Son, offspring, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Let's sing that last verse again. When I think of God, his Son, not the rain, he sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. that on the cross my burdens gladly bearing. He bled and died to take away my sins. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to bear. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds so that she may have words and that she may introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that song. Beautiful. How great thou art. The only great God I know is the Lord, and he's the only one. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings.
Amen.
And he's the God Almighty. And thank God for that beautiful passage of scriptures that
yes.
was read. The Lord was saying, be merciful unto me. Oh, I tell you, sometimes we just have to pray like David did and ask the Lord to be merciful unto us. And we have to cry unto him daily, just
yes.
as David did. Because there is trouble in this land, and there is so much confusion on every hand. People don't know which way to go. They don't know who to turn to.
Amen.
Jesus is the one.
Yes.
That's who we have to turn to. That's who we have to look to. And that's the only one we can go to. And he can plead our cause.
Amen.
He knows everything that is going on in our lives. He knows what's going on in the world. There are so many burdens. People are crying.
Yes.
People are dying.
Amen.
People are sick, and they need help.
Yes,
well,
Lord.
Jesus is a help. The Lord God Almighty, he is our help in trouble.
Amen.
Glory to God. We can look to God, and he will take us through. For great is thy mercy.
Thank you,
mercy
Lord.
Mercy is great. Toward us.
Amen.
That's why
Hallelujah.
We look to him and we lean on him. And there is no other help we know than
Glory.
The help that cometh from the Lord.
Glory.
Our help comes from the Lord. That's why we have to look to the hills
yes,
from
Lord.
Whence cometh our help.
Yes.
Glory to God. There is no other way. Jesus
right.
is the only way.
Amen.
So let us put our trust in the Lord. Let us turn our hearts and minds to the Lord. In these troubled times, the Lord will give you strength. He'll give you grace. He'll help you to run this race.
Yes, he will.
He will go with you. Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Have to pray and seek the Lord that
yes,
he
Lord.
May help us, that he may have mercy on our souls
yes.
because
yes.
he is a merciful God. And
yes.
that's why we continue to look to the Lord. We thank
Amen.
God for this opportunity, and
yes.
we thank God for the speaker in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen. She preaches the word of God.
Amen.
Each week, I tell you, we get a good message from the Lord,
Amen.
And I enjoy the word of God coming through her. So at this time, we're going to turn this part of this over to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may bring us the good word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I do give honor to God, and I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank the Lord for prayer. Thank God for the opening scripture, the song of praise, and those beautiful, encouraging words coming
Amen.
Through Evangelist May. I thank God for this opportunity once again, to be on this broadcast. Praise the Lord again. We thank God for each and every one of you
for tuning in, and we ask that you will pray along with me as I bring forth the word of God, that the Lord may speak unto every one of us who is listening. Praise the Lord. I want God's will to be done. I want God to have his way, because I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Amen. And I belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just thank God. My soul is rejoicing. My soul is happy. Praise the Lord. Through tests and trials, all of these things that are happening to make me better. Amen. Mm-hmm. To make me stronger in the Lord. Praise God. And I'm that much more determined to continue on with the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I just thank the Lord for what he's already done. I thank him for just being God. Amen. He is truly great God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. But first, let us bring our minds in and let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for mercy. We ask you to look down on us with compassion. Oh, Heavenly Father, send forth your word tonight and minister to our souls. Oh, God, bless us tonight with the blessing that we stand in need of. Lord, speak unto our hearts and help us to receive your word and apply it unto us daily. We believe you right now, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. We count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. My soul is happy tonight. Amen. I'm just overjoyed because I'm still holding on to his hand. Amen. I'm still pressing on through it all. No matter what's been going on, I'm still pressing my way. Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory to God. And I'm here to stay. I didn't come on the Lord's side just for a little while, but I came to stay until the Lord calls me home. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So let us go now to the Word of God. If you will notice the book of Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5. And I have a few other passages of scripture I would like to impart with you tonight. So let us also go to Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 31. And the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 4, if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Praise God. And so we'll start with Genesis, the first, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were," and so let us go now to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 31. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against? Amen. The book of Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Praise the Lord. And on tonight, the subject or title will be God's plan of salvation. And the theme to focus on will be, let's spread the good news. Amen. Amen. God's plan of salvation. And I encourage you tonight, let's spread the good news. Going to Genesis, we see here that in order to understand what the plan of God is, we have to go back to the beginning. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And the Bible lets us know that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Time when God made the heaven and the earth, the earth was without form and it was void. It was empty. Hallelujah. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes.
So in the beginning, God's Spirit would move upon the face of the waters. Glory be to God. Because God had a divine plan of salvation for you and for me. Glory to God. And the first thing God did was to bring about light.
Yes.
To let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to see his great plan of salvation. Amen. Because sin is full of darkness. Glory to God. Sin separates us from God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. But God began to speak light into existence. Hallelujah. And after God saw the light, he saw that it was good.
Yes.
Amen. God began to divide the light from the darkness. Glory be to God. And he called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
Yes.
And
yes,
the evening and the morning were the first day. So that was the first day that God created the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus declared, oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
in St. John 14 and 6.
Yes.
He declared, saying, Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
mm-hmm.
the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
No man cometh unto the Father by me. So when Jesus came into the world, he brought light. Glory be to God. He truly is the light of the world.
Yes,
Lord, bless the name of Jesus. He said in St. John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Well, thank you, Lord. So God created light on the first day to take away the darkness. And if we follow Jesus, who is the light of the world, we don't have to walk in darkness.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But we shall have the light of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is God's great plan of salvation for every one of us. Praise
yeah.
be to God. And I want to go to Romans and bring out a few things here in the 26th verse, Romans 8:26. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities.
Amen.
As you notice, the Spirit moves upon the face of the deep. Amen.
Amen.
Moved upon the waters. Glory to God. And likewise, the Spirit of God, infirmity is a physical or mental weakness or frailty, disease,
mm-hmm.
a malady, a personal failing. Hallelujah. But the Spirit helpeth our infirmities.
Amen.
Why? Because we don't know what to pray for as we ought. So the Spirit itself maketh intercession, praying to God on our behalf for us with
yes.
groaning which cannot be uttered. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. The Spirit is beating for us. Glory be to God. God is working things out. Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
God is moving in ways that we cannot see or even understand. But the Spirit helps our infirmities and also pray on our behalf.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God is the one who searches our heart.
Yes.
And he knows what the mind of the Spirit is.
Amen.
Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God, not
yes.
the will of man, not
Amen.
My will, not your will. Praise be to God, but the Spirit makes intercession for us according to the will of God, and
yes.
God is well aware of the mind of the Spirit. Praise
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
So God, he searches our hearts. Oh,
yes,
Lord. Yes. Whatever is in there, God is aware of it. God
yes.
knows about it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. And I can tell you right now that God is sitting up high and he's looking down low. Oh, yes, he is. And he can see what's going on. Amen. He knows what is happening in our lives right now.
Amen.
Oh, thank
yes.
you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. And verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Praise be to God. So going all the way back
to the beginning when God created the heaven and the earth. He had a purpose in mind for you and for me. He called us even before in our mother's womb because he knew us ahead of time. Well, thank you, Lord. So we know that whatever is happening is all working for our good if we love God. Praise the Lord. For them that love God, it's working for our good, working together for good. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. So the Lord knew us ahead of time, and he predestined us to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants us to be patterned after his son. Glory to God. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And thank God there are those who are conformed to the image of Christ. And Jesus, he is now the born among many brethren.
Yes, amen.
Because God raised them up from the dead.
Yes, he did.
And he became the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Oh, and this is a high calling of God.
Amen.
And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Oh,
yes.
Praise be to God. The Lord justified us by faith.
Amen.
Yes. He dropped all the charges. Glory
yes.
be to God. He looked beyond all of our and all of our sins. Hallelujah. And he saw that we needed a Savior.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to God. And he sent Jesus to die on the cross. And this is God's plan of salvation for
Amen.
You and for me. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Mm-hmm.
Now, believe the 18th verse of this same chapter says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be
not
compared
worthy.
With the glory which shall be revealed in us. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, yes, Lord, he called us, oh, my Lord, and he justified us and also glorified us.
Yes.
And the things that we're suffering right now have no comparison whatsoever to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. The question here, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Yes.
So there's no need to fear. Praise the Lord. The darkness cannot overtake us.
All right.
Because Jesus is the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he has shined his light upon us. If we will follow him, have no need to walk in darkness. Oh, praise
mm-hmm.
be to God. And in the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, the first 4 verses are describing a man who was all about stopping people from believing in Jesus, stopping them from worshiping the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
And that man's name was Saul, who God later changed from Saul to Paul.
Yes.
And we preach a lot about Apostle Paul.
glory to God, but the kind of man he was. He was one that God had already knew, had known him. Amen. Whom God did foreknow.
Mm-hmm.
He did predestinate.
Amen.
So the man was predestinated to be where he was at the time. Praise be to God. He was predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, God's son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because God had called him. But at the time, he was persecuting the church. He was wreaking havoc on the church. Oh, hallelujah. He was going into people's houses and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Oh, my Lord Jesus. And this caused those who were there, they were scattered abroad, and they went everywhere preaching the word of God. The word of God was reaching other souls because of this persecution.
That's right.
There was a deacon named Stephen who was standing there and talking to the people. He was preaching to them, and he was showing them up. And they got so angry until they began to bite him. They knocked upon him with their teeth. Yeah. They began to stone him. Glory be to God. And that Saul was standing there consenting unto his death.
Yes,
he was in on it, my Lord Jesus. But nevertheless, God had a divine plan.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. God planned for his people scattered abroad so that the word of God would reach all the regions round about. Glory to God. So he had his purpose there. Even then, God was using him. Praise the Lord. It may not seem like it, but God had chosen him a special vessel for his
use.
Oh, glory to God. So he was doing all of this, and no doubt, if there was no persecution, if there were no problems at all, the people would have probably stayed in the same region.
Amen.
Glory to God, but because of what was going on, they were scattered abroad, and they went about everywhere preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Sometimes our situation may seem so bad, and it may seem unbearable, but God has a divine plan of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For
souls that are lost, souls that don't know about Jesus. And if he doesn't rattle our cage or shake us up, we might not get out as we should or go where the Lord wants us to go to reach many souls. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
But we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So anytime trouble comes your way, it's working for your good. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And there are some lost souls that might need to be ministered to. Oh, praise be to God. So let us, good news, let's tell somebody about Jesus. Let's tell somebody to repent of their sins. Glory to God, and come out of darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, because Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, praise be to God. So let's go on back to the beginning, and God wants us to be conformed to the image of his son. Hallelujah. And it's going to take much prayer, much fasting. And we need to get back to the old time way.
Amen.
Yes, going back to the old landmark.
Yes, Lord.
When preachers used to preach the gospel so much so that souls would come running to the altar, crying out, repenting of their sins. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. When the people used to sing to the power of God would come down
and
destroy yokes. Hallelujah. People would be delivered and they would get a breakthrough. Oh, glory be to God. The sick would be healed.
Yes.
Miracles would be wrought. Oh, praise God. We need to go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God's plan of salvation for you and for me, for everyone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Spread the good news.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's get on back to the old time way
where
people used to pray until their prayer went through, until they got an answer from God.
Yes, Lord.
They didn't jump up running ahead of God, but they waited patiently.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, until they heard from God.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go on. Amen. Praise the Lord. But these days, we have to remember that all things work together for good.
Amen.
To them that love God.
Yes.
To them who are called according to his purpose, not our purpose, but his purpose. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God is right. And I thank God, praise the Lord, that he allowed the Spirit to make intercession our behalf.
Yes,
to petition God and to pray to God on our behalf. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then God will sometimes use us to pray an intercessory prayer on behalf of someone else.
Amen.
Sometimes we also have to pray on our own behalf.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Spirit will take over and intercede.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Because we don't know.
We don't know
what to pray for as we are. We just don't know. Sometimes we think we know, but we really don't know what to pray for. But God knows the mind of the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And God is the one who searches our hearts.
Amen.
Praise God. So I want to encourage you tonight to embrace and accept God's plan of salvation for you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Jesus has given his life so that you can have life. Amen. He has died on the cross so that we don't have to die. Praise the Lord, but we can live forever and ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
That's love. God showed love.
Yes.
And
Amen.
He is yet showing us that love by stretching out his hand to us. Praise
Amen.
Be to God. He's singing it out and giving us the invitation to accept his plan of salvation by accepting Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Right now, if you repent of all of your sins and ask God to forgive you, God is so merciful, so full of compassion and willing to forgive. He will forgive your sins, and he'll receive you unto himself.
Amen.
But you have to make the hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You have to move toward God. And when you move toward him, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you.
Yes,
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
So what are you waiting for? Don't wait another day. Don't put it off any longer. But now is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Now is your time to receive salvation. Hallelujah. To be saved from sin and destruction. Glory to God. It's time to give up the ways of the world. It's time to give up your ways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And accept God's way. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Because there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't be deceived into thinking that your way is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can lose out by depending on your own integrity or leaning to your own understanding. Praise be to God.
Amen.
But now, let us surrender to the will and purpose of God. And God did all of this just for us. God did everything. And we don't have to do anything but accept Jesus as our personal Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And live according to the commandments of God. And we can do that. We owe him that. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So at this time, if there's anyone listening on tonight and you desire to give your life to Jesus right now where you are, I encourage you to repent and become godly sorry for the sins that you have committed and ask the Lord to forgive you and help you not to sin anymore against him. Hallelujah. Be sincere about it. Make up your mind. Forget about anything and anyone else, but just focus completely on the Lord.
Amen.
Right this moment, let your heart be opened to receive him in your heart. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. Open your heart and let Jesus come in to your heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Anyone who has a special prayer request right now, I want you to say it to the Lord. We're in the presence of God this very moment. Make your petition known to him. Make your special request. Ask the Lord right now. We come to him together, and we're going to believe God and pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. With our minds on Jesus and our hearts humbled before him. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for mercy. Lord, we call on you right now and we ask that you will lean down your ear and hear our prayer. God, we pray for forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Oh, Lord God, right now, look on that sinner that have the repentant heart. I pray, God, that you will lay your hand upon them and that your blood will cover them and wash them clean in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move on their heart right now and touch their mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, that you will sanctify them on the inside and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, Lord, move by your spirit. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Oh, God, those who are frail, Lord, and feeble, I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen and uphold them, God.
that you will move on them right now, Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you will hear that special request tonight and that you will grant it, oh, God, according to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we to you because we have need. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are poor. And we are needy, and we need your help tonight, Lord.
Need your help, Lord.
Send on help right now, God.
Send help, Lord Jesus.
Send on power, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Send on strength, Lord, my God.
Yes,
send on deliverance tonight, Jesus. Send on power, Lord, my God.
Send it on,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, work miracles in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let your glory be revealed. Lord, we're asking that you will teach us how to do your will, Lord. Teach us what to do and how to go about doing it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save us, Lord Jesus. Save us, oh God. Let the light from heaven shine on us, oh Lord Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Oh, my Lord, send blessings. Send blessing from on high. Let the blessings overtake us, Lord. We pray, God, that you will bless the works of our hands. Bless us going out, Lord. Bless us coming in. Bless us while we're out, Lord, wherever we are. Let the blessing be upon us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your anointing come. Let your anointing abide on us, Lord Jesus. Use us for your service. We surrender unto you, Lord Jesus. We yield ourselves unto you. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Take control right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Oh, God, we ask you to remember everyone on the prayer list tonight,
Lord.
One by one and name by name. Lord, we ask that you will touch everyone, one by one, God, name by name, on every prayer list around the world. Move, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit. Have mercy. Please, Lord, have mercy. God, and those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, we pray a special prayer of comfort. Oh, God, that you will comfort them and give them consolation. Oh, my God, console them, Jesus. Be close to them, oh, God, and bring those families together where they're scattered abroad. Lord, God, gather them together. Let them be close to one another in the name of Jesus. Give them the support that they need in this difficult time. Lord, uphold them while they go through. We know you're able, my God. We're asking you to do it right now, Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask that you will please, oh, God, go into the jail cells, Lord. Remember those who are incarcerated. We pray, God, that you will visit them where they are. That you will give them encouragement and let them know that you have the power to save their souls. And that they are part of your plan of salvation. We believe it right now, oh God. And anything else, Lord, that we should pray for, oh God, we ask that you will remember. You know, Lord, what it is. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. But we thank you, Lord, for allowing the Spirit to make intercession for us. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord,
thank
for allowing the Spirit to intercede on our behalf and to also help our infirmities. Lord, we thank you.
Thank
you. Bless your name. We thank you for this prayer, God. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your Spirit. We thank you for hearing our prayer, as we're granting our petition. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to your name. We bless your holy name. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
In advance. Glory
to
you, Jesus. Lord, help us to be more thankful. Help us, oh God, to give thanks unto your holy name.
Thank you,
Lord. We bless you. Praise you. Now, God, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask you, Lord, to bless our leaders, to bless the church at large. Bless all your people, O God, with the blessings that we stand in need of. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. We thank God for prayer. And at this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord for the word of God, and I thank God for that powerful message. I love these scriptures, beautiful passages of scripture. Yeah. In Romans, the 8th chapter, said, likewise, the Spirit, all God knows what we're going through. He knows the weaknesses. Glory to God. He knows all about us. Hallelujah. The Spirit itself, when we pray, it maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Glory to God. I just thank God. Thank God for the word of God. Very inspirational and very timely, because God knows what we are going through. He knows the burdens that we are carrying.
He knows
all about the situation that's in our lives. And I thank him tonight for that word, because the Lord spoke through Evangelist Amin on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the word of God. And the Bible said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, the ones that love God. We got to love you in order for these things to work, for the Spirit of God to work in us. We got to love God. If we don't love God, God knows we are in trouble. But I thank God for the word on tonight, and I my soul is just encouraged through what I heard on tonight. And I hope that someone out there in radio land has received a blessing through the word of God tonight. And if you believe, as she was going forth, as she was preaching, and as she was praying, if you believe, that's what it takes. You got to believe God. Hear the word of God. Believe it and receive it, and God will do it wherever you are. You may be in your home. I don't care where you are, in your car, on your job. If you receive that word, God will do the work in your life. But we hope that someone has been blessed and encouraged to receive this word of God, to spread the word of God. It's time to spread this gospel so that someone else can receive the good news. I just thank God for that powerful message coming through Evangelist Amin. I'm saying to her, keep on bringing the word of God. Keep on preaching and exhorting, and letting the Lord have his way, because God knows just what we need. The Spirit itself, it knows what we need. And I thank God I'm encouraged through the word of God. And at this time, going to turn to Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the word and for prayer. Truly God's plan of salvation and encouraging us through Evangelist Amin, encouraging us to spread the good news. And I tell you, she took us all the way back to the beginning, when God moved upon the face of the waters and created light to make a distinction from the darkness. And now we know that Jesus, he is the light of the world. And we no longer have to walk in darkness, but we can have the light of life. I also enjoyed those scriptures that she began to read and all the exhortations that came through Evangelist Maybelle as well. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1:1. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1:1. And on our prayer list, we have Sister Sarah Corden, Jonathan Angel Amante, Yvette Curtis Brown and family, the Breve Rivers family, the Breve Reeves family, Tammy Ryan, Maurice Woody, who's Brenda's nephew. Brenda Woody called and let me know that her nephew was in the hospital. Please pray for him. Risa Turlington. Denise Hant is in ICU with a severe case of COVID-19. So please pray for her. Again, that's Denise Hant. Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, who's Pastor Marshall's brother, and that the Lord will bring him back. Arnold Bird, Celeste Hall, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Marisa Setti, Mr. Angela Setti Jr., Elder Jerry Paldo and family, Sarah Ann Maddox and the Breve Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Allah family, Bertha Panada, Frank Carino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson, and all those who are requesting prayer. And if you are looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-509-3377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. And Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Also, let us please pray for Missionary Myrtle Huff. Forgive me. And Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. And I do believe that the Prayer News Network with Ministry Emmanuel Hogs and Evangelist Annette Bradley reached their 365 days of prayer. And I don't know if they are continuing, but if you call 339-209-6891, you can definitely listen to the messages that have been preached on their show as well. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go to our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of our broadcast. If you would like, if I missed somebody's name, please forgive me. I'm going to go back through to make sure that I have everybody's name in an updated prayer list. Amen. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful, encouraging remarks coming through Evangelist May. And she brought out some beautiful points. Amen, about believing while you're hearing the word of God and while you're praying, just believe God. Amen. And wonderful things will happen. Glory to God. And we also thank God for Evangelist Khadija, for hosting the show on tonight. Praise the Lord. She always does a beautiful job, and I thank God for her. I just want you to know, daughter, God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you, and you are doing a beautiful job. Keep up the good work for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. My soul is rejoicing. Amen. And even in the midst of the things that we are going through, I am learning, praise the Lord, to look to the Lord. I'm learning to see how it's working together for my good. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. So we can't always see it right away.
Amen.
But sometimes when we have gone through something, the Lord will allow us to look back and see, oh, the Lord was working things out for my good. Glory
yes.
to God. Hallelujah. And this is why we don't have to wait until the battle is over. We can shout
Amen.
Now because we have
Amen.
The victory. Praise Amen. The Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And my soul is still stirred up because God is doing great and mighty things.
Yes,
and I am
Lord.
So grateful, praise the Lord, for God's love. He didn't have to love us this way. He didn't have to give us this plan of salvation. He didn't have to send his son Jesus, but he did it because of love. And that
Amen.
Makes me, that gives me great joy. That makes me happy. Amen. I get excited on the inside about
yes.
what the Lord has done. Praise the Lord. He did this for us. And
yes.
I'm glad that he did it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I actually feel like cutting a few steps. Amen. Giving God praise. And while we're on this broadcast, we
yes.
might as well just take a little time out and
yes.
offer up a praise unto
yes.
our God. You
yes.
listening out there, you also join in. And let us
yes.
render a praise unto the Lord for the next
glory.
10 seconds. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to your name, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
glory, glory, glory.
Lord. I
thank
you,
owe him a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
After
thank
all,
you,
he's done for us.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
owe
Lord.
Him a
thank
praise.
You, Lord. I thank you, thank you.
Oh, Lord, I owe
thank
you.
You, Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, glory, glory to your name, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Praise the Lord. We owe him a praise.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we have a right to praise his name. Amen. Praise God. Friday night, praise night. Friday
right.
night, joy night.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I'm so thankful. Thank God for this broadcast on tonight. And again, we thank God for each and every one of you who tune in so faithfully, showing your love, your support,
Amen.
And also praying for us and with us. We thank God for you. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. May the Lord continue to bless you. And before we close out the broadcast, I would like to check and see if Evangelist May has anything else she would like to say, or if she wants to give a praise. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I do want to say, can you add Sister Kellum, Sister Valis Kellum, to the prayer list? I'm told that she was sent home from the hospital. She is with her daughter, and it sounds as though they have doesn't sound as though she's doing too well. And so we want to keep her and her family in our prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us pray that God will be with that family and that God will bless them. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And also let us continue to pray one for another, and especially those who have requested prayer. Let us keep lifting their names up before the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Praise God. And there are sometimes you can write down some things, and when you go to God in prayer, just present that before the Lord. Open it up and show it to the Lord. Tell the Lord to look at this. Lord, look at these names on this list. This person needs this. That person is asking.
Yes.
This person is praying about that. Lord, we need an answer. You know, you could talk to him. He's a God that you can approach. He's very approachable. And he will commune with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you can take these things to the Lord in prayer. If you get a discouraging letter or something that is negative, just take it and lay it before the Lord.
Right.
Yes. Pray about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe a king took a letter that another king sent to him, and he put it before God and told God to look at this letter. Look at what this person is saying. Amen. And God began to move. So we can take everything to God in prayer. So we sing that song. Somebody help me out with it. Take it to the Lord and pray.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. And all these needless pains we bear, all these things that we deal with. Why? Because we do not take everything to God in prayer.
Amen.
So we need to learn to just give it all to the Lord. Take it all to the Lord.
Amen.
And he will work it out. Amen. Praise God.
He will.
So, Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything?
Not at this time, but let's just spread that good news.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the broadcast on tonight. And we thank God for you, Evangelist May. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija. God bless you.
God bless you.
And for you who are tuned in and listening, we love you. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. We are also looking forward to going back to the building on Sunday, if it be the Lord's will, 10 a.m. for our service time, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. That is the Forest Park Senior Center, and that's where we are holding service in that building, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, beginning at 10 a.m., if it be the Lord's will. So keep us in prayer, and if you happen to be in the area, you're certainly welcome to come to Holy Temple Church of God, services being held in that building. Amen? Praise God. God bless you. This concludes the broadcast.